Episode 1, Based Stitch.
Kynwen, Mercian princess, and cousin to Northern Lords Edwin and Morcar, strides out of the cowshed. She is 23 years old, with gleaming copper hair, and she moves with grace and authority. Her 5 months of pregnancy begins to show, but hasn't slowed her down. She watches as a rider approaches the village gate. After being waved through, he trots up to her, slides off and bends the knee.
Trotting, I bring a message.
Hush! Come with me. Did anyone follow you? Who has seen this?
I were not followed. And no one. Only your cousins Edwin and Marka have seen it.
He requires 20 more knights and men-at-arms for the battle. Take them with you before sunup tomorrow, Ranulf. And may God give us his protection in the battle ahead.
Two weeks later, Kynwen sits in her hall by the fire with her kinswomen. She stitches a piece of linen, the wool twisting between her nimble fingers, each stitch adding glowing colour to the pale fabric.
My lady, is there any news of your father or of the men? Any news at all?
None. I continue to pray for God's protection of them. I have hope.
Cousin, ravens have been circling the village for 2 days. It is an ill omen, and the cow's milk is running dry. By the saints and old gods, I am afraid.
Oh, hush now, Bertana. Ravens and cows. The portents must be wrong. We're safe here in Drayton.
A cavalcade of Norman horsemen approaches the village. Thurston de Basset rides slowly through Drayton, observing everything he sees. He is Grand Falconer to King William, in charge of finding and training the premier hunting birds in the world. Pigs and children run for cover while the headman dashes toward the manor house. A falcon alights on Thurston's wrist. Looks greedily around. Lady, Normans! Normans, right to the gate!
Ladies, please be calm. You know what to do.
Madame, au nom de sa majesté le roi Guillaume, votre manoir est saisi.
Le roi Guillaume?
King William.
Who are you? What are you?
I am Sir Stan de Basset, the new master of this village and of this estate.
By whose authority? We serve King William here.
Your kinsmen Edwin and Morcor have betrayed William, the rightful king. Edwin is dead at the hands of his own men, and Morcar is fled to the Picts.
Oh? No, it can't be true.
No folk in Rattler, leave her be. Here, my lady. Let me help you up.
We are merciful to you because of the loyalty of Edwin's men. But their lands and that of your father and all their goods are forfeit to me.
And the men? Of Drayton? My father's men!
Dead or fled. Here is the deed from William granting me this land.
My father!
You have until tonight to remove clothing and special tokens only. Jewelry, carpets, weapons, horses, birds, animals, all must stay here. Do you understand, lady?
Yes.
You, headman. I must get my boat settled as soon as possible. Show me to the mews.
As you will, sir. Lady, stay here. My lord, follow me. Here, my lord. Most of the borough is with my master, the Lord Drayton.
Well, it is smaller than I'm used to, but it will do. Bring the boats from the wagon now, and tell your mistress again that she must be out by nightfall.
That evening.
Just a little farther, lady.
Lady, a cottage has been prepared for you. Here.
Cousin, you do not look well. Here, rest yourself.
Yes. Let me gather myself. Tell everyone that we will meet in the village hall in 1 hour.
It nears midnight, and Kynwyn, thanes and crofters gather around a hearth fire.
What news of you, Edbald?
Drottning, Edwin was betrayed by his own men. They murdered him 5 days ago during the battle with William's forces. They now fight for the king. May be cursed forever.
This is terrible news. But what of Morka?
Oh, he has men and horses with Hereward at the Isle of Ely. And the word is he lost only 2 knights.
Oh, that is good news. Hereward hiding in the fens is clever, but I fear William's attack will be ferocious. As it were, in York and Durham. The king grows weary of rebellion.
My lady, but we are not weary of it! Then
you, all of you, must go to Morkar. He has need of you more than me.
We can't leave you alone at this grievous time, lady.
My friends, I beg of you. Support my cousin. He is all I have left. Now, leave me. I have much and many to grieve.